All-natural burger topped with American cheese and bacon, a fried egg, and served between two grilled cheese sandwiches. That's the new Morning Woody Burger. Stop by any Hot Shots location and get the food you want to eat. Check out the full menu at HotShotsNet.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with Hero.loan. Did you know that service members are 23% more likely to carry credit card debt? Serving in the military is one of the most courageous things you can do. There is no reason for any of our military, active or retired, to be living paycheck to paycheck. At Hero.loan, you can cash out 100% of your home's appraised value, and we close VA loans in 14 days. Hero.loan, the only way to VA. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Don't worry if you missed our grand opening. It's not too late to get your young athlete training at Champions Village in Fenton. Champions Village is the brand new state-of-the-art baseball and softball training center that features batting cages, interactive hit tracks, pitching mounds, turf training, and a full infield. And don't forget about the Napudi Wellness Center and STL Athletic Development, where kids get complete training for all sports. Eric Napudi and Leo Deering help put Champions Village at the top of every athlete's training regimen. Check us out at championsvillage.net.
This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Wow, Wowsy is just nailing this music. A little Sly and the Family Stone, is that correct, Darren, back at the station?
That is correct.
Nice. I want to hear in our next bump music in the city from Stevie Wonder, because Key Mall's restaurant leaving the city after 93 years tonight. At 11 o'clock, we officially close the doors downtown, and we are about to begin our journey in Westport. Probably about a week away, but tonight's going to be emotional as we say goodbye to downtown St. Louis. And, yes, I'll be in that kitchen having my final free meal. All right, so I mentioned earlier about the Cardinal Hall of Fame ballot, and John Tudor is on it. And my friend Coach Fiala texted in, and he said, oh, it's got to be Tudor. And I got to tell you, not longevity, but in that short period of time, there was nobody better than John Tudor. In fact, Matt, for one second, check how many games he was above 500, as strictly as a Cardinal. But here's the stat I wanted to give you. In the 85 season, he goes 21-8, okay? And I think he went 20-7 down the stretch. But he had 10 shutouts in that season. 10 shutouts. Do you realize that in 13 seasons, Adam Wainwright has 10 shutouts? Adam Wainwright, one of the great Cardinal pitchers of all time, 10 shutouts for his career. John Tudor, in one season, has 10 shutouts. Wow. Tudor, 36 games over as a Cardinal. And was he here for three or four? I know he's kind of injured. In fact, Matt, put yourself on the air.
He was here for 5 years until, I guess, four and a half when he got traded to the Dodgers halfway through 88.
Okay,
yeah, 705 win percentage.
Go through his numbers as Cardinals. Just how about wins, losses, and ERA?
All right, so 21-8, 193 for his ERA. Then 13-7, 292, 10-2, 384. And then in St. Louis for half of 88, he was 6-5 with a 229.
Wow. He was something else. And also, I am surprised that Renteria got on there. Not that I'm surprised that he got on there, but that Herr did not. Because they're very similar. In fact, somebody texting in, Frank, where's Tommy Herr on the ballot? Three pennant teams and a World Series winner. Gold Glove caliber defense. 100 RBIs in 85. And keep in mind, with under 10 home runs, it was 8 homers. Stole a ton of bases, great all-around player, very underrated, would have won a ton more, would have been in a ton more All-Star games if not for Sandberg. I don't think he won a Gold Glove. Maybe he won one, but Sandberg would win it, and that goes back to that theory, is sometimes you win a Gold Glove because of your offense. which should have nothing to do with it at all. But if you saw Tommy Herr play defense and you saw Ryan Sandberg play defense, there's no way you could say Sandberg was better. I mean, they were as good. Herr should have won some of those, but Sandberg had better offense. So, all right. Frank Iggy wants a new Pinto. Can you help him out? I'm not sure. I don't know if you can buy a Pinto anymore, can you?
No.
Maybe a Vega? I doubt it. Let's see. Brian, you want to read a few more of these texts?
I'm convinced that Goodell will make sure Kroenke and the Lambs win on Sunday. He's already given them two wins this year.
What was the second one? Well, obviously we know the Saints. Was there a game against the... Is there another controversial ending?
I can't think of one. That's a really... I mean, they won the Chiefs game fair. They just beat them. I can't think of another... I'm curious what the second one is. If 314 is still listening, please check in with the second game.
Food pick, Highway 61 Roadhouse, smoked fried chicken. Oh, man, it's good. Better than a Channel 5 newscast any day. Now, Donald Trump's Russian friend, why did you have to be mean-spirited? You're right, though. It's outstanding, and we have done that as one of our early food picks. Some really good Cajun food. All right. Now, how about this little fun fact? Did anyone know that Ted Drew was a championship-level tennis player as a young man? I did not know that. Huh. Oh, what else there?
I'm all for this kind of optimism. I feel like Colton Wong is a young Tommy Herr. Stan from Abilene, Texas.
Boy, that would be encouraging.
Yes.
How about the report from Tim McKernan this morning that Colton Wong and Paul DeJong picking up ground balls already from Jose Oquindo in Jupiter, Florida?
I bet.
The weather down there is supposed to be bad, by the way.
Is it really?
Check the weather there.
Relative to
Jupiter,
what?
Yeah, well, good point.
Because it was 4 degrees when I got in my car this morning. So.
And it's going to be 60 by the weekend, is
yes,
that correct?
Yes, yeah, I think sometime next week or the weekend is supposed to be... And it's, yeah, really warm, so which is good after. Yeah, it's 71 degrees and rainy there. My sympathy's low for the people of Jupiter.
74 degrees and
71 and rainy. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's supposed to rain Friday and Saturday. Boo hoo. It's going to be 77 degrees, and then it's sunny and 77 by Wednesday.
So. Yeah, our water main froze Our water main froze yesterday, so I'm not having any sympathy for rain in Jupiter, Florida.
So now, how did that affect you?
We had no water for about an hour. The water company was nice, and they sent a crew out quickly to unfreeze it, but we had no running water for a little bit yesterday.
Brian, I was a little uncertain about the food consumption here at Schnucks, and I mentioned to the manager, I said, you know, Martin is a big fan of your wings. So I kind of blamed it on Martin, but it looks like we're going to accomplish the goal.
Perfect. I'll be down there in a little bit to imbibe in some wings, because everyone in this building is sick.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Plowsy's not. Plowsy's very much under the weather. He's playing hurt today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Cardinals HOF player should have played in St. Louis for a minimum of 8 years. Oof. Otherwise, you're putting a player in for a career and not what he did as a Cardinal. Martin, I think the minimum is 3 years to get into this. Yeah, 3 years is the stipulation.
8 years with one team is a long
that never happens.
Time.
Yeah.
Like, Roland wouldn't be eligible then, right? Because he didn't play here for 8 years.
No, you're right. Yeah. What happens to players not voted into HOF? Do they get back on the ballot? Yes, they do. That's why somebody like Hernandez is going to be back on the ballot shortly. So, all right, anything else there? Oh, yeah, I got one thought. Here, this is Jeremy from Chesterfield. I want to play off this. Bruce Pearl's a slime ball, but intense, and they'll end up laying down on Pearl by the end of the year. Maybe it's timing. And by the way, I'm super blanked off that the Billikens are not playing well. But I want to say this about Bruce Pearl. Martin, I want you to weigh in on this.
By the way, slime ball is just one of the great words. If you really want to assassinate someone's character, you call them a slime ball. It's not a swear word, but it really couldn't have any more negative connotation.
It's brutal. But I want to say this about Bruce Pearl. And that may be an apt description, the word slime ball, if you look at everything he's done. But could there be anybody like more engaging with the media? Like, everybody he talks to, he calls them by their first name. He gives these animated, passionate, fun answers. I mean, I'm telling you, he has that figured out.
Yeah, I think slime balls can be engaging.
Yes.
Slime balls can have great, potentially great personality. So it's possible that you're a slime ball who's kind of entertaining. The hate for Bruce Pearl for some people, for example, Dave Jobe, our producer, loves Illinois, has always loved Illinois. He doesn't usually root for Missouri. Last night, he said, this is one of those nights I'm all in on Mizzou. And I said, why? He said, I despise Bruce Pearl. I said, what did he ever do to you? And he said, don't you remember the Illinois cheating scandal with Deion Thomas? He was the assistant at Iowa. I said, how many years ago was that?
He recorded 30? The phone call. Yeah. Yes. Oh, Illinois fans will never forget
Bruce Pearl. The problem with, you know, I mean, the resume is if there's so much smoke, there's fire. And that's not a barbecue joke in Tennessee. But when you're always sort of in and out of trouble, it's probably you.
Yeah.
If I had to guess. And by the way, driving in, I'm just hoping that the bosses at Fox 2 don't listen. Because Frank will always paint a certain picture of Martin, and it's usually about alcohol. So one of these days I'm going to walk in and they'll say, we heard Frank mentioning that you'll be there and hopefully there'll be some booze and you'll love the liquor spread. This happened years ago when I first started doing the morning grind. My boss happened to listen, and it was on a day they were doing one of their silly jokes and people were probably texting in. And he said, hey, come here real quick. I was listening to you and Hayes and McKernan, and I said, oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
He said, yeah, apparently you've got some Asian boys locked in your basement. And I said, well, it's just a little joke that they do. And he said, yeah, that's a great image for my sports guy. I said, it's impossible to explain. I think I've upgraded, though, now.
Absolutely.
Instead of having the boys locked in the basement, I'm just now known for my liquor consumption. But I'm ready for the food, Frank. Bring it on.
Yes, we're excited about
it. I'm glad you
links.
Waited till I got here for the food spread to be rolled out.
Yeah, and I didn't want to seem like I was the one asking, so I blamed it on you, and Matt thought it was well played. Didn't you think that was brilliant?
We do this genius. Every remote. Frank goes to the bathroom, and they come by and say, oh, Frank is a huge eater. You're going to want to bring out extra food.
It's almost like he knows that we do
It's
something.
Not for me. By the way, Dennis Dodd, he's not from St. Louis, but he always seems to like and root
Missouri
for
guy, University of Missouri.
So, right, so he has some allegiance to the area. He wrote his piece about how St. Louis is dealing with the Rams being in the Super Bowl. But one little clip here, and I thought, this guy should work for the Tourism Bureau. By now it should be obvious that any thought that St. Louis isn't a good football town is short-sighted. If anything, the area around the Dome has grown without the NFL. Garth Brooks has sold out the venue for a March 9th concert. There are lofts filled with millennials, a trendy barbecue joint, Sugar Fire Smokehouse, and a hopping Washington Street. Yeah, sort of. It's not 100% accurate, but by God, I'm glad he wrote it.
Thank you, Dennis. Quick word about Maryville University. Continue to build a more diverse and inclusive campus. Core value of the institution, one of four pillars in Maryville's strategic plan. Go to maryville.edu. Broadcasting live from the Schnooks in Lehigh Ferry. We're excited to be here. We'll have our five questions coming up. This is going to be a good show. I just have a feeling. It's got a good vibe that this next hour is going to be outstanding. We'll be right back.